Welcome to Nerdy Bored and Almost 30, and that was the first time I have not fucked up that line. I'm here with my co-host, Sarah.
Hello.
And my roommate, Sarah.
Hello.
They're both named Sarah. And just a warning, today we're going to talk about trigger warnings.
Don't be scared. Don't have a panic attack.
Don't die. And first off, just to start off, I guess for people who don't know what trigger warnings are, like Sarah...
Yeah. What are they?
Sarah, why don't you explain?
Trigger warnings are something that has been put in place because when discussing certain topics, some people can feel distraught or have their PTSD triggered. So, I mean, that's a thing that, like, I'm sure happens because PTSD is a real thing, but it's gained a lot of traction, and some would argue that it's kind of gotten out of hand, where college courses now have, like, trigger warnings for rape or abuse, and that then, like, lets people not have to take those courses when...
they're required?
Yeah, and if it's, like, a law class, it's kind of part of the curriculum.
So you can get out of a lot.
I don't know.
By claiming PTSD.
By claiming. So what's the most common reason for a trigger warning?
Like the reason that people have trigger warnings?
No. Like what are trigger warnings most given for?
For rape.
Rape. Okay.
Is this commonly like on video media or is it even in writing?
Yeah, it's in writing.
Can you not?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I follow Kat Black on Facebook, and she's a like queer black trans activist who posts a lot on Facebook and has a lot of like interesting insights. And
okay,
so I follow her.
Okay, so you follow this person,
and she like always has the little trigger warnings. Mm-hmm. She shortens it CW, content warning, and then like rape or abuse or racially charged violence.
Mm-hmm.
Which then lets people know that that's what the topic is, so they shouldn't be worried.
It's
I don't
like,
know,
watch
it's weird.
Out, there's going to be there's going to be rape being talked about.
Yeah, it's like you may not want to read this article because it has to do with rape, so be careful. I don't know how people react to that.
That's interesting though, cuz it sounds like that's what she talks about mainly. But I guess she's warning new audience members.
It's constantly like CW, racialized violence.
I guess that's not so annoying if it's like already done on recorded media, because you're like we know that something's rated R and they tell us why it's rated R. That's not that much of a burden on us to see that. I guess where I would find it annoying is like in like formalized instruction or even in conversation.
I've never had the reason why I don't know why, like I didn't know what that meant, was no one ever use that in conversation. Well, at least in my experience.
Use a trigger warning?
Does like trigger warning, gonna talk about rape.
Yeah.
Like no one has ever done that in my experience.
Yeah.
I think I'm more used to seeing that through video or not so much in writing, but like even things that are visually like too stimulating. I was when you said that I thought it was more like epilepsy trigger warning.
Oh, like Pokemon?
This is gonna be
too be more
crazy
useful.
For your eyes.
Like, that would be more useful.
That's what I thought it was, but I'm like, it doesn't sound like that exactly.
No, it's a content warning.
Yeah,
which in theory, like, it makes sense. There are certain topics that like you wouldn't want your 8-year-old reading about or something. So we do have those rating systems in place.
But I think that's fine. It makes sense. But does that happen in conversation, really?
I don't know.
Okay. So you haven't experienced that yet.
Have you ever been asked to, like, not tell rape jokes?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wait, someone has, like, censored you on the spot? Well, they knew it was going to happen. They were like, stop.
No, I mean, it was after the fact.
Oh. Like, they reprimanded you.
Okay, so there's this one story where, like, I was at a college party in Amsterdam, and I had like gone really far or whatever, my bike, show up at this person's apartment, like a classmate or whatever, because I was studying abroad over there. And like, when I get drunk, I get pretty like loud and confrontational. So anyways, across the room, I hear this girl saying like, oh, if I was ever raped, I just want to kill myself. It's so stupid. How could you live with that? And I like walked up to her. I was like, have you ever been raped? And she's like, what? That is such a stupid. You're such an asshole. You're such a macho asshole. And I was like, well, no, it's just that I have friends who have, and I prefer if they didn't feel like dying. Yeah. And what you're saying is that they should feel like they should die.
What she said is pretty intense.
Like, that is ableist.
What's ableist mean? Is that like the guy at work?
Did she really say rape was stupid?
That's like. And she didn't say rape was stupid. She said that she would feel like dying if she was raped. Like that she would kill herself if she was raped. She's like, I would just die. Like, I just want to be dead. It's like, fuck you. Have you been raped? No. Or she didn't answer me. And I was like, well, if you have, then stop saying you'd want to be dead, because obviously you're not doing that.
That's a really weird thing to say.
Yeah, like, and if you haven't been raped, then that's really stupid of you to say as well.
Yeah. That is pretty stupid.
I'm pretty sure she was raped. And she was like trying to get other people to be like, oh yeah, that would be horrible. Here's some proxy sympathy or something.
That's so strange.
That's really bizarre.
You think she was, and she wanted sympathy, but like indirect sympathy?
Yeah, because who wants to be like, hey everyone, I got raped.
Oh wow.
So instead you like bring it up like all roundabout. Oh hey, I'm just gonna slip some rape into this conversation. Maybe someone will ask me about it.
I think rape was like being talked about, and then she gave us her opinion on it, which was that if it happened to her, she'd want to be dead. But then when I confronted her with it, she didn't give me a hard no. She just got really upset and called me an asshole. And as if I just attacked her. And I'm like, well, you're the one talking about rape, like screaming about rape over here in this corner. Like, I don't know how I'm the dick.
Do you remember what was being discussed before?
No, because I wasn't part of that conversation before. Okay. I heard her saying that, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I hope she finds someone where she can actually talk to this openly about and not indirect. Like,
yeah,
that's
pretty
fucked up. I mean, if it's true, I feel for her. But,
Yeah, either way, I just didn't get what the end goal of that statement was. Because whether she was raped or not, they both have, like, neither of those statements seem like they would go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, one makes you look like you don't know what you're talking about, and you're just like saying people that were raped should feel this way, but you have no experience to say that. The other's like, oh, you're suicidal and you don't want to tell anyone.
Yeah.
Or maybe like you think you should be suicidal. I don't know.
So she told you to shut up after
that. Oh yeah, she got mad at me. I got in trouble. Mm-hmm. I was.
And the conversation just ended right in that topic.
No, like I went and like enjoyed the rest of the party. Like I went and talked to other people.
Okay.
That doesn't really coincide with trigger warning so much, because rape is already being discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, that girl was expressing the same kind of sentiment when people say, like, oh, I'd rather be dead than paralyzed.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Saying that is offensive to...
Yeah, like it's like, ableist in its own way.
The handicapped community. It's just like... I don't think people realize that.
I get what you mean by ableist now. I was so confused.
I'm sorry, I thought you were joking.
No. I was like, what?
No, it's like sexism, but for disabled people.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't think people realize how offensive that is. Like to say I'd rather be dead than be this.
Yeah, because there are so many people who like are that,
and they're living a normal life, and you can't really say that their life isn't as worthy. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked. It's insensitive.
Yeah, but I mean, haven't you guys had those thoughts before? Like, I'd rather be dead than have Alzheimer's.
I think when I was younger and an idiot, I think probably, but then I like snapped out of being an idiot after I grew up.
It's like it's like what animals think that you've had as pets. And then they killed themselves.
What?
Never mind.
No, I know what you're talking about. I don't know how it relates.
They'd be like, oh, I'd rather be dead than Sarah's pet.
Oh.
Your dad made that joke at Thanksgiving. That was pretty funny. Well, I only know one animal that died. Oh, no, two. The cat and the dog. Was there another one besides those two?
None of them killed themselves. So, no, there aren't more than that. But the, Ginger died.
But she was old.
Yeah.
Natural causes.
Trigger warning, animals are dying.
That's a valid one.
If you're a vegan, watch out.
Oh, snap. You didn't know,
watch out. Alright, so anyways, back to trigger warnings. Where do you guys, like, do you guys encounter them? You don't. I don't. Do you?
No, people don't usually tell me to stop talking about stuff.
Hmm.
I think also people self-censor, like at work, you're just like,
thoughts
come to your mind and you're like, oh, I should probably not talk about this even though I really want to right now.
Yeah, that's why I have a phone to text people disgusting, my disgusting thoughts. Mostly
during
Sarah.
Work.
Yeah.
I think it happens at work where you self-censor, but I can't remember a time where someone's like, I'm going to talk about this, FYI, warning, if that's okay with you. I think also people sense, if you know the person or just get a vibe of what they're okay with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're just going to like, you know that they'll be okay
with it.
You'll
just talk about rape.
Yeah, like you can tell, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people you can just tell they're going to be fine talking about the weirdest shit with you. And
yeah.
And that's why you're, like, there with them talking about the shit. Because you just, you know, you can tell.
Yeah, I don't really meet new people, so I don't, like, none of the things I say offend anyone.
You know,
yeah, you've already vetted everyone in your life.
Yeah.
Like, everyone who will be in your life and everyone who has been in your life.
You've chosen your tribe, and you know they're comfortable with your weirdness, so you let it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, when you're meeting new people, I mean, I tend to, like, wait and see what they say and get some clues, and if I see they're like fucking weirdo, I'm just like, okay, I can say this weird shit.
Oh yeah,
they'll be totally fine.
Yeah, we totally. I think that happened with you when you first moved in. We were like waiting to see like how fucked up can we be around this person. Like the one place where it's kind of weird is with dating. Like I know with like the last girl I was kind of seeing, like she was not cool with the like disgusting things Sarah and I say. Mostly that I say to Sarah.
Sally.
Let's call
is that her
Sally.
Name? Is it we calling her Sally? Yeah. Yeah. So I was just like, I don't know. And the one thing that bugs me about that is that, like, hold on a sec. We've been friends for a decade. Fuck you. Like, I'm not going to change my behavior because it offends you. You're not part of this interaction. Like, you're a witness to it, but you're a fucking idiot if you let it affect you.
And it's weird, like, being offended on someone else's behalf, especially when that someone else doesn't care.
Yeah, like, why...
It's a victimless crime. It's like, it's not a crime at all, so why would...
Was she upset? Like, offended and upset and hurt by the things that were being said?
I don't know if she was hurt.
She did cry quite often.
She cried all the time. But, like, she would tell me how it bothered her, and, like, I would notice, a difference. Like, she'd be more distant.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, why is this any... Oh, God damn it. Like, you can't hang.
Yeah, I think with dating, you gotta let your crazy out quickly, because then you can...
Yeah, you gotta unload it on people.
You gotta be pretty genuine day one, because if you're not, and then you eventually show you're crazy, and then this person's, like, getting upset and... calling you out on shit that you've always thought, then you just dragged it out way longer than you should have.
Yeah.
Dating is next to impossible being friends with Mowgli.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, dating is next to impossible being me. Do you hear the things I say to people? Like, I just say disgusting things. Like, one day somebody's gonna hear this podcast and be like, wow, that guy is so funny and charming, I need to talk to him. And that all that shit he says to people, amazing. Probably not going to happen, though. So, you know, just die alone.
You can only hope, right?
Yeah.
It's like pieces of a puzzle. You got to meet the right crazy to match your crazy.
Yeah. She's got to be shaped like a butthole.
Oh, no. I don't agree with that, people.
No. Anyways. Yeah, like, that reminds me of, like, when we all got naked at the pool party and then your last one got all upset. It was like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, this is normal for us. Like, what the fuck?
No, being nude and, like.
Scared. Nude and scared.
Getting nude in public is like, that was non-negotiable.
Getting nude in public was non-negotiable?
Yeah.
For this person.
Like, he didn't want
you. No, for me. Like, that's a thing that's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm never not going to do that. Like, I'm going to go to the beach and I'm going to take off all my clothes because it feels amazing.
Yeah, and you're not three.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, if you were three, you'd probably be more likely to take off all your clothes and jump in the water.
Yeah, I was doing that pretty much naked all the time when we're three.
12. Yeah, you've just been naked your whole life.
Yeah. Gone through life, like, right now I'm naked underneath my clothes.
Sarah's completely naked. We don't wear pants when we do this podcast.
This is a clothes optional house.
Yeah, that's
we opt out.
We opt out of clothes.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't know that about you when he first. Well, I guess that's not something you discuss. By the way, I like going to
I love
nude
being
beaches.
Naked.
I don't know. I probably did talk about it because, like, if the beach ever came up, which I'm sure it did, like, living in Santa Barbara, I'd be like, I love the beach. If you go out near Gaviota, there's this beautiful nude beach where you can get naked.
And also, drink beer.
He was in denial of your truth.
He went to the beach with me and a couple other friends before, and I just now realized why he went. Because, like, he hates the beach. But I think he wanted to, like, make sure I didn't do anything while I was naked at the beach with my friends.
Whoa.
Like, wouldn't make sense?
Yeah.
Because he had the worst time ever.
Who'd you go with?
And he hates the beach. Fred and Brian.
Okay.
It was like, oh my God, it was the best day ever. It was
so
great.
And he thought you were going to, like, do something with them?
I don't know. Like, I don't think it was like that, but it was just sort of like.
He just wanted to keep an eye.
Yeah, my girlfriend's going to be naked somewhere.
I better watch. What is he, like a fucking shepherd?
I don't know. He didn't get nude. He was, like, walking around in his jeans. It was weird.
On the beach with jeans.
Right? Awesome. Yeah, like, he had a terrible time, so why would he go? And that's, like, why I think that was his motivation.
Yeah, I don't know.
To monitor and control.
That kind of, like, that's a weird motivation. That would give me, like, a red flag if somebody, like, came to watch me to make sure I was behaving.
Yeah, well, it's something that I, like, just now recently thought of.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen to guys, I don't think.
What?
I've never had a girl, like go do something that I wanted to do that she didn't want to do because she wanted to make sure I was going to be good or something.
I can see a girl do that if she's, like, the jealous type.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd be dating her, though, because, like.
Yeah.
So, with me, it's, like, maybe if you don't trust me, then I'm, like, already fucking turned off. Like, there's that, the one before the last one. Forgot what we called her. Whatever.
The other one.
Anyways, she, like, asked Sarah, like, how much of a player I was, like, using that language.
In front of you?
No, when I wasn't there. And I'm like, dude, I live with Sarah and I've known her for 10 years. You don't think I'm going to hear about this?
Oh, yeah. Like, obviously, I'm going to tell
you. Also, yeah, she's your friend.
Yeah, like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Like, even, how do you expect, I mean, not saying that you're not honest, but. How do you actually expect friends to not side with each other, if side is even the right word? Like, they're going to want to try to put you in your best light.
We're going
to
conspire.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to conspire. That's a great word.
Like, yeah, you can't really ask, like, someone's best friend, yo, is this guy a good guy? Like,
yeah, we're going to double team
you. Of course
you.
He's going to be like,
yeah. I did not get that. What, did she think, like, wait, this one has a vagina. I've got a vagina, too. That's trust, right? That's instant fucking trust.
Maybe
that
she wanted above. You to know. Maybe knew, and so she told me because she knew I would tell you.
Well, that was a dumb strategy. I'm just like, why are you talking about me to my friend?
I don't know.
She's like, and all it said to me is like, I don't trust him. I've asked him because she asked me that, and I already told her my answer. And then I was like, okay, you don't trust me, so you got to ask my friend. And okay, well,
that's something
fuck you.
You can't really ask their friends or. Family. That's
especially
weird.
If you've already asked them.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest part. Like, if she had asked you because she was too shy to ask me, I'd get that. I'd be like, okay, she's trying to figure it out or whatever. But, like, she already asked me the same question verbatim. Mm-hmm. And then, Sarah comes up to me like, oh, yeah, she was asking me if you were, like, a player or something. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, she already asked me that. Why is she asking you? So I was like, I don't know.
She's a scientist. So she needed as much empirical data as she could gather.
Oh my God.
Is that what she said?
She should have asked like exes or something. You'd be a horrible person to ask.
She wanted to gather all the quantitative data and analyze it and put it in a chart.
Mm-hmm. And then bury it.
And then make her decision.
Yeah, to make her choice. Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
People are weird and unpleasant. And the people you know or attract are crazy.
I know. Oh my God.
The people I attract are mean.
Yeah, no shit. I live with you.
Oh, too true.
Sarah's like the hapless witness to like the constant barrage of verbal abuse that I
spew. Half the time, I don't know if it's like you guys' thing where you like give each other shit. You know how like guys constantly bust each other's balls?
Yeah.
I guess that's their relationship.
I just bust her tits. What would be like the female version of busting balls?
I don't know.
I just pinch those nips.
Squeezing those ovaries.
Squeezing the ovaries. That sounds painful.
It does not sound pleasant.
Just like busting balls.
Yeah, it's really fun when we're out in public.
Yeah. When I say stuff to her, when I'm out in public, I'm pretty sure people think I'm just like this horribly abusive boyfriend.
And it's, can you record people's reactions?
That would be great. No, we need a third person there to record people. That would be a really good video.
It could be a weird project. Like
I'm like walking art project. That would be so much fun.
What would you do?
We would need like a boom or something.
What?
A boom? Like some directional microphone to like hear what we're saying. Mm-hmm. That'd be fucking awesome. I'd be totally down to do that. And we would like, that'd be really fun.
Real life trolling.
Yeah. I'd be like saying,
YouTube that shit.
You fucking slut nugget.
Can you use cunt nugget? You're a fucking bag of cunt nuggets.
What did I tell you about thinking, you fucking cunt nugget? You don't think for yourself.
Why didn't you order the pizza at 6:30? Yeah. Damn it, I come home and there's nothing here.
God, you fucking...
Oh, but that's at home, though. No, you gotta do it in public.
No, we gotta do it in public, yeah. Well, you know what we used to do? So I'd play video games with my friends a lot.
I was just thinking
And Sarah and I used to just like fake it like we were doing, like we were being really mean. Like I would be like, Sarah, shut up.
Oh, Mowgli.
No, what did I tell you?
Serious, stop.
No. Bad Sarah. Go sit in your corner. Don't fucking cry.
It's just gonna make more.
And then my friends on the other side of the video game would be like, Mowgli, calm down. Like, is she okay? And I'd be like, don't even ask me about her. You're just gonna make me angry.
So they're like all quiet.
Yeah, they just like shut up. And Sarah's in the corner like giggling her fucking face off.
Oh. You guys are mean.
Good times.
Yeah, we get people really good. That was so funny. That was so funny. Mowgli, just calm down. It's okay. No, it's not okay. Don't tell me that. I'm gonna get more angry. Okay, sorry.
Did we ever come clean?
Huh?
Did we ever?
No, of course not. Nobody would believe us next time. We got to keep up the weird pretense of the microphone.
Yes, that's a good idea.
I don't know.
Attracting the crazies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Maybe you just appreciate the crazies. That's why you attract it.
I think we tolerate the crazies more because we're not really fazed by much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's very, 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 like, there's not very many things that somebody could tell me where I'd be like, whoa, fuck. Like, that's weird. Red flag.
And that's why you're like, trigger warnings. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm just like, if somebody's talking to me like, I murdered a cat and then I, like,
raped
I don't know.
It. Yeah, while sure. He's dead.
I'd be like, that's okay. Like, what? That's strange.
Oh,
why'd
that's
you do that?
What you're into, I guess.
Yeah, like that's not my thing. But if it gets you off, doesn't bug me.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
Yeah, Sarah'd even go down on whoever said that to her.
Just
you,
instantly.
You raped a cat?
Oh my God.
So, but
can I taste it?
You want to play with this pussy?
I want to know. Like, I guess people have thresholds of tolerance, and I wonder. Like, I what makes someone have a higher threshold than others? Is it their life experience, or are they just born with it? Like, I guess some people just need trigger warnings all the time.
Yeah.
Anything.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Like, I don't get...
Yeah, it
like,
usually is both, I think. I would agree.
Yeah, and they're interdependent. But it would be... nature-nurture thing.
Yeah.
Should we... So here's the thing about trigger warnings, especially, like, when it's institutionalized. Should we... not work on desensitizing these people to something that they should, like, as adults clearly be able to listen to and not have a physical reaction to? Because that's fucked up. Like, you shouldn't have a physical reaction to words. Like, I never got people that are, like, really against cursing and, like, cover their ears if somebody curses. Like, it's like, dude, this is just a bunch of noises coming out of your mouth. It means nothing. Calm the fuck down.
I think it would be very hard to try to desensitize people, though. It's just, like, someone could...
I do it all the time.
Some people go to therapy for years and they still have like the same reaction to something that I've been going to therapy for years. Like, it's just hard to.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's easy. And it might sound insensitive, but like, I don't know. Because we do, I mean, I guess there are other instances where we adapt the world for people, right? Like, we go back to like handicap, like, we have parking spaces for them and ramps. Because it's like, hey, we've all decided that they should be able to get inside of buildings just like everyone else. Which is fine. But then, like, that's not really a modification of my behavior.
Oh, I see what you mean. Taking away some of your freedoms.
I mean, I don't even want to...
affects other people's...
I don't really want to talk about it in terms of freedoms.
Oh, okay.
Because that can get, like, politically charged. I get, yeah. Like, I want to... Just like me, like, why should I modify my behavior? Mm-hmm. Like, I actually like ramps. So that doesn't bother me at all. Like, I like sometimes I walk up the ramp.
Kind of unrelated. Like, that's a little bit of a difficult analogy to try to.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit different. But I think like for places like the workplace, mm-hmm. would you think like that will ever really happen? I mean, that's not answering your question, but I'm just wondering if it's feasible.
Like that, I'll be able to just to say the shit I say at home at work.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the friends you make at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like the culture you find yourself in. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Do I ever think it'll be like officially encouraged? Like,
not
probably
encouraged.
Not.
Like, oh, you could probably say fuck at a meeting during your presentation.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
That puts people at ease.
Yeah.
Yeah, people curse all the time where I work.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's all about the work culture. And I think that is kind of moving. Well, at least in like young startups or just younger workplaces, I've noticed that it has been more common to express yourself more openly in terms of like cursing and dress code and things like that.
Yeah, I think like the pull of like the younger, like I guess workplace or like the more like this arising like work culture is that like, you know, you're not this different person in the office. You're still yourself and mm-hmm. you still should be valued. And I think that's kind of coming out of like the whole like millennial, like you're special and that like now we're all adults. We want to hear that we're special. So whatever we do, like we're not conforming to like your fucking suit and tie. Like I want to wear this. So mm-hmm. like just recognize me for my talents and my skills and not for like this weird like mask that I'm supposed to present to a peer professional.
Yeah. That being said, there's still a lot of sexual harassment rules. So there's still, like, a huge limit to what you can say
there's
and do.
There's lots of compliance issues that go into work that you, like, have to adhere to.
Yeah.
It gets complicated. You all have to, like, read this document and sign it and, like,
watch
take
this
course.
Video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those videos are funny.
Oh, they're great.
I love them.
The photos and the pamphlets are fucking hilarious.
I like the pamphlet I found at a Planned Parenthood.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. So I think that's a topic for a future conversation, sexual harassment in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're getting right at half an hour, which is like about 10 minutes over what we usually do. So
it's
we should
sweet
probably.
Spot.
Yeah.
Don't say that word. Well,
she's
maybe
talking
you
about
should.
Her butt.
Push the boundaries, people.
It's her anus. What if you were like, I just had a picture of like some girl like riding a dick
mm-hmm.
with her butthole
mm-hmm.
and being like, that's the sweet spot. Just like wiggling her butt on some guy's
cock.
That
sounds like
oh,
more
man.
Of a
I want to say that the next time I get
meme.
Laid.
Then,
You should.
That's more of a meme than an actual porn.
Oh, that's the sweet spot.
Sweet spot. Touching my sweet spot.
Hitting in my butt. No.
All right, and with that, I think we're out. Thanks for joining us. And oh, and you can find our podcasts on the iTunes store or wherever on your iPhones. You just search for Nerdy Bored and Almost 30. All right, you guys have a good one.
Bye.
Night.
Bye.